This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli tanks stormed back into parts of the northern Gaza Strip they had left last week, residents said on Tuesday, reigniting some of the most intense fighting since the new year when Israel announced it was scaling back its operations there. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Footage released by the Israeli military on Tuesday shows troops and armored vehicles in combat in Gaza. In the morning, contrails snaked through the sky as Israel's Iron Dome defenses shot down rockets fired by Palestinian militants, proof they retain the capability to launch them despite more than 100 days of war. One rocket fell in the Israeli city of Netivot, but no injuries were reported. Israel said its forces had killed dozens of Hamas fighters overnight in clashes on the northern edge of the Gaza Strip. Palestinians said a strike in Rafah on the border with Egypt killed nearly a dozen members of two families while they were having dinner.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. The U.S. military says it has launched another strike against Yemen-based Houthis, hitting four anti-ship missiles in the third recent assault on the Iranian-backed group. Tuesday's strike came as Yemen-backed Houthis claimed responsibility for a missile attack that hit a Malta-flagged bulk carrier in the Red Sea. No one was injured. The Greek Shipping and Island Policy Ministry says the vessel had been heading north to the Suez Canal when it was attacked. The latest exchange suggests there's been no let-up in Houthi attacks on shipping in the region, despite the massive U.S. and British assault on the group last week. The Houthis say they fired after the ship's crew refused to answer warning calls. This